The topic of the presentation today is Envision glasses. But in the end, it's kind of going to be, it's a combination of Envision glasses and also a little bit on the Meta glasses as well. The Envision glasses, you can buy them from letsenvision.com, and the price is about, I want to say $1,500, $2,000, maybe more. I'm not exactly sure what the current price is. You can do things like scan text, read text, instant text, describe scene, and then there's an explore feature which will show you objects. And they've also introduced a new feature that's called Ally that's associated with some AI that can perform any AI functions. You can tell it to look and read me something, and it will attempt to read you something that you happen to be looking at. So right now I'm going to just show you some of the things that it can do. And then I'm going to play you some files that I made. I took one piece of mail, one page of a retirement newsletter that I get. I worked with it with the Meta glasses, and then I also worked it with the Envision glasses. So I will show you those combinations.
Instant text.
So what happens with your instant text? You take something and you just hold it in front of you and you double tap on it, which I just text. Did.
Instant text. One, fact, 10,230.
I have a can
T on fact, lock, 0 ohm, 102. Trishan F, G per container, PR Conan Accord, 1 cup 24 milliliters, serving size, 110,230. Calories, 09. 3,519. O. Olisterg. Day carbohydrate 1. Day FTE. Plea. 11% 1. MG. PM Saturday O. NKY. Re. Setson Kane. EAWEL. MIT. GETABI.
The reason I chose this was because it's a can, and cans are hard to do. So if you're on an instant text, you'll get pieces of what the can has, but it gives you enough to know that it's a can of soup. So say I can take a piece of mail.
One. Zoom. 18 p.m. Sat BT. Zoom. Mole 10 p.m. Sat B14. Zoom B. Zoom. Knit.
Now, see, I just picked that up and I have no idea what it is. It's one of these things you receive in the mail, the cardboard things. Okay.
111.
So,
instant text.
So what happens is a lot of these things, you don't necessarily know what they are, but you could walk up to, say, a sign, or you could have a business card in your hand and it would probably be able to read that card. I should have had one in my hand, but I didn't. The feature for scan text, what that does is that takes a picture and reads what's on that page for you. And I'm going to demonstrate that, but that's a recorded file. So I'll demonstrate that when I do the recorded files.
Text. Call an IRA agent.
Call an IRA agent. That's pretty sufficient.
I've seen.
Now that was saying describe scene. I'll show you how that works. I'll double tap it.
A cozy living room with a cat tree by the window. An armchair next to a side table with a lamp. And a laptop displaying a video call interface on a table in the foreground.
Margaret, now, what are you double tapping on?
I'm actually double tapping on the side of the Envision glasses.
Okay, just like the Ray-Ban. Okay.
Yes. Well, it's actually a kind of like the iPhone where it has a an area where it's a sensitive area so you can slide and single tap and double tap.
Okay. It's a spot that goes from your eyebrow back toward your ear on the side of the Envision glasses. And it's very flat, and that's always where you tap. It's always on that right-hand side of your glasses.
Describe scene. Recognize cash.
Recognize cash. It does all kinds of money. I've used it to do United States and Canadian. It does a good job. The describe scene, I want to go back to one thing and say that they've been working pretty hard with us with the beta testers on the describe scene to get it so that it's a reasonable amount of data, but not too much and not too verbose. When we first had it, I went to the side of my house and took a picture of the side of my house, and it went up on the internet and told me it was a house in Hamden, Connecticut, and gave me the address. And then I went around the other corner of my house and I did the same thing. And it went up on the internet and told me that it was a house up in New Hampshire and it was on an MLS listing. So we had to kind of, the beta testers had to kind of get them to not be able to put that kind of information in there and to make sure that it didn't go and go find somebody else's house and to try to describe it.
Just so everyone knows, Margaret does not live in either one of those two places. Just so you know what she's talking about.
That is true. Yeah.
Explore.
Now, the Explore feature is kind of a neat feature in that it will tell me where things are around me. The emphasis for it was that if you lost something or you couldn't find your coffee cup or you want to find an object, and they even put cats in it for me because it wasn't in there and I asked for it. So I double tap on it.
Computer mouse 2 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Mouse 3 o'clock.
I think it's a mouse.
Mouse 3 o'clock.
I think it's my actual
mouse 3 o'clock.
iPhone or it's located at the speaker.
10 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
Excuse me, Margaret. Are you selecting these different functions on a phone app? Like
no, I'm selecting them right on the Metabosses.
Oh, I see.
Clock.
You swipe as it goes through a menu.
Yes. I'm going to try to get a private glass in my hand. And
10 o'clock.
Something's at 10 o'clock, but I'm not sure what it is.
You can't choose the functions with your voice, or you can?
Yes, you can, to some degree, yes. Part of the problem that we're getting here is that the Bluetooth is cutting out, so we're not getting what it's looking at. Yeah, so what it's saying, it thinks that the round speaker is a mouse. I've got one of my speakers, and so it knows that it thinks the iPad is a laptop, and it thinks the round speaker is a mouse. So it's saying mouse at 2 o'clock. And it was saying laptop in front of me.
Some of the things that it will find are table, chair, door, trash can, stairs.
Stairs are only up.
Yes. Yeah. It depends what if it can
see. It will not find down.
If you talk to them, they will try putting things in for you if you have good suggestions. They
might it find the downstairs if you put your head down?
No, they don't have, and I don't know whether they're working on that at the time. That's one of the things they were working on last summer. So now what they've also done is they've come up with a combination of a program that they're calling Ally. And so what Ally does is it's a
kind of an assistant.
Yeah, it's an assistant that you can ask it questions and it will know to take a picture. You can ask it for information and it will know to answer that information for you. So I have a demo of it here, but before I do the demo, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to go up and start it and ask it some information without having it necessarily to take a picture. So you can see how it works. Now, the Ally comes in 3 flavors. They just released it on the glasses. I'll show you that it's a little kludgy yet. They are working on it. And it's also available on the iPhone, on iOS and Android. And it's also available on the computer. The best of all 3 versions, no, I'll say the 2 that I've used, the iPhone right now is the best. I have not used it on the computer yet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to demo it glasses, and then I'm going to play a file for you that I did on the glasses with Ally.
Text. Home. Settings.
All right.
Home. Instant text. Scan text. Call an IRA agent. Describe scene. Recognize cache. Detect colors.
Now, I can also ask it and push the hinge button and say, open Ally. But because I have it connected to a speaker is one of the reasons why I'm not doing that, because I'm not convinced that there isn't a microphone somewhere in the speaker, and I want to make sure it hears it.
Ally.
Hello, how's your day going so far?
Oh, your audio wasn't loud enough. Are you there, Ally?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you tell me what the weather is today in Dartmouth, Massachusetts?
Today in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, it's going to be clear with the temperature around 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Sounds like a chilly day to bundle up a bit if you're heading outside.
Last week when I did that and I put a message up on the beta forums, it was not correct. It was, remember last weekend, it was raining and it was like 44. Yeah. Last week, it told me it was snowy and 34. So I went back and had them correct that. And it looks like this week we got it correct. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to play you three files that I've made. I took a page from a retirement brochure that I get. And what I did was I used the Meta glasses under Meta, and I used the scan text, which is you take the picture, it tells you, you tell it to scan the text, it tells you how to hold the page, and then it takes the picture and then it reads it for you. And then the third one I did was I took the Allie version on the same page. I had Allie take a picture. I asked it to take a picture and read me the information on the same page. So I'm going to play you those three files, the result that I did on the results of them. That's on my phone.
Enter passcode. One.
This is the Allie one. Patty. Open Allie.
Opening Allie. Hello, how's it going today?
All right. Could you look and read the text in front of me? On the page in front of me?
Let me take a look. The text on the page is about upcoming area meetings for 2025. It mentions a Massachusetts area meeting on January 17th, 2025. You're welcome. If there's anything else you need, feel free to ask.
Allie, can you look and read the text in front of me from top to bottom, please?
Let me take a look. The text talks about upcoming area meetings for 2025. It highlights a Massachusetts area meeting. You're welcome. If you need any more help, just let me know.
Allie, could you read the text in front of me?
Let me take a look. Sorry, I can't read the text in the image. It's a bit hard to make out. If you can provide a clearer image, I might be able to help.
Allie, can you read the text in front of me?
Let me take a look. You're welcome. If you need anything else, just let me know.
Allie, could you read the text in front of me?
Let me take a look. It looks like there's a headline about upcoming 2025. The text isn't very clear, though. If you can get a closer or clearer view, it might help.
Allie, could you look and read the text in front of me?
Let me take a look. The text is about a Massachusetts area meeting on January 17th, 2025 at 11:00 a.m. in Tewksbury, MA. It mentions potential winter weather impacts and that the meeting at Tewksbury Wilmington Elks Lodge has been consistently held as scheduled.
Allie, can you read the remainder of the text?
Let me take a look. The text discusses scheduling and planning due to winter weather uncertainty for a Massachusetts area meeting on January 17th, 2025 at 11:00 a.m. in Tewksbury, MA. It mentions a consistent history of meetings being held as scheduled. There's also mention of Florida meetings being on hold for 2025.
Allie, could you read me the remainder of the text?
Let me take a look. The remainder of the text talks about Florida meetings being on hold for 2025. It explains that due to budget considerations and travel costs, they cannot justify scheduling the meetings this year. However, they are not closing the door on future meetings. You're welcome. If you have any other questions, just let me know.
As you can see, it is a little bit kludgy still. That is all the information on the page. It did get everything, but it took me a while to get all its information out of it. If I wanted to know what's in a package or something like that, it's pretty much able to do that. Like, say, if I want to know what's in a frozen package of vegetables, it'll usually be able to do that, but it tends to do that from taking a picture, Now the next file I'm going to play for you is the same page, but this is under scan text feature, where what it will do is I held the paper up in front of me about a foot away, and then I told it to scan text, and then I had the settings set up so that it would guide me as to where to hold the paper so that it could get the best picture. And you'll hear all of that, but I won't explain what you were going to hear before I played the file.
Scan text. Move document up or your head down. Move document left. Genual. Upcoming 2025. Area meetings.
Visual element detected. Alt text for the visual element is as follows. The image shows a flyer for upcoming 2025 area meetings. There are several photos of people gathered in what appears to be meetings or presentations. The flyer includes text encouraging participation and details about the date and location, which is set for February 17, 2025, at 11 a.m. in Tewksbury. End of visual element description.
Best Springfield tea. Plymouth, October 201. Massachusetts Area Meeting 1.17.25 Tewksbury, MA 11 a.m.
Visual element detected. Alt text for the visual element is as follows. The image shows two palm trees drawn in a simple outline style on a pink background. The palm trees are depicted close together with minimal detail. End of visual element description.
With winter weather being such an uncertainty, it's been the association's longstanding practice to hold one meeting in mass during this time. In recent years, we've been fortunate that the meeting in Tewksbury has been held as scheduled. We hope to see you there. When Friday, January 17, 2025, 11 a.m. where Tewksbury, Wilmington Elks Lodge number 2070770 South Street, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, 01876. Please join US.
DRIDA.
MEFT. On hold for 2025 while developing the association's 2025 budget, we had to make the hard decision to forego our traditional Florida meetings. With thousands of members living in Florida permanently or during the winter months, our in-person meetings there have been a component of the association's outreach program dating back to our founding in 1968. At the same time, member attendance at our Florida meetings has remained low, despite us trying new locations and holding the meetings a little later in the season. We understand that members look forward to these meetings, as do we. However, we simply cannot justify the travel costs and related meeting expenses, at least for 2025. According to our meeting coordinator Leo Delaney, I'll miss greeting our members as they signed in. But, we aren't locking the door and let's see what we can do in the future as other options are explored. And, don't forget the association currently employs multiple ways to keep members informed and engaged, including our tele, town halls as well as weekly emails and videos. So please make sure we have your phone number and email address. Heading. Spring 2025 Meetings Net for a complete listing of RGS in the April voice.
That was a perfect picture capture of the text and the little flyer things, the little pictures. So that was actually what's called scan text. And now I'm going to play you, because I thought it would only be fair. I understand that this was designed for Envision, and I'm only supposed to do Envision. However, I thought it would only be fair to also show you what the Metaglasses do. And I will say that within the last day or two, I have seen an increase in the proficiency of the Metaglasses. So now I'm going to play you the same capture of the same page with the Metaglasses. And when I'm done, I'll explain how I did this. Hey, Meta. Hey, Meta. Look and read what's in the document in front of me.
The text reads, upcoming 2025 area meetings, Massachusetts notice to hold one area meeting. January 17th, 2025 at the Elks Lodge number 2070 in Tewksbury, MA, starting at 11 a.m. On hold for 2025, spring meetings will be announced later this year.
Hey Meta, can you read me the rest of the document?
The document discusses the cancellation of traditional Florida meetings due to low attendance and high travel costs. The association is exploring alternative ways for members to stay informed and engaged, such as teletown halls and weekly emails. They encourage members.
Can you read me the entire text from top to bottom?
Upcoming 2025 area meetings, Massachusetts notice to hold one area meeting. With winter weather being such an uncertainty, it's been the association's longstanding practice not to schedule meetings in mass during this time of year in recent years. We've been fortunate that the Tewksbury has been held as scheduled. We hope you can join us. Friday, January 17th, 11 a.m., Elks Lodge, number 2070. Join us. 770 South Street, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, 01876. On hold for 2025. Spring meetings will be announced later this year. Due to low attendance and high travel costs, we have decided to forgo our traditional Flora meetings. While developing the association's 2025 budget, we had to make some hard decisions with thousands of members living in Florida permanently or during the winter months dating back to our founding in 1968. At the same time, member attendance at our in-person meetings there have been a component of the association outreach. Fluoride meetings has remained low despite us trying new locations and holding the meetings later in season. We understand that members look forward to these meetings, as do, however, we simply cannot justify the travel costs and related meeting expenses least, for they signed accurate our meeting coordinator. Leo Detini, I'll miss greeting our members as future other, but we aren't locking the door. Let's see what we can do in the as explored. And don't forget, the association currently employs multiple ways means to stay informed and keep engaged, including our teletown halls as well as weekly. Please make sure we have your phone number and email address. Spring 2025 meetings complete. Listing of our in the April voice.
So now you can see that it took some persuasion to get it, but I did finally get it to read it. And toward the bottom, it wasn't quite as accurate, but it may have been because of the way I was holding it. With this camera, the Meta camera, I didn't have trouble as I did with the Envision glasses camera on the AI. It just picked it up right away. And I don't know. I'll have to look and see. I think the Meta camera is probably a much more accurate camera. Probably has a higher megapixel rate than the Envision glasses camera. I don't remember. I should know, but I don't remember off the top of my head. As far as the Allie goes in the Envision glasses, I have gotten it to read documents. I've gotten it to tell me information, although, as I said, the weather last week was incorrect. How I did this was I used the Sennheiser. It's a set of what's called binaural headsets. What I did was I put the Metas on and also put the Envision glasses on. And the Envision glasses only has sound on the right side speaker. The Meta has it on both sides. And I used the Sennheiser binaurals to record it, and I use Just Press Record to record both of them. Does anybody need me to describe the Envision glasses? There's a couple different versions. You can actually get full glasses, but they basically sit on what's called a metal frame. Consider just having a metal frame of glasses in your hand. And on the left side is just a metal, as I said, a metal piece that goes from your left temple all the way back. So that's how it sits. So then as you come around the right side, it's still your metal frame, still your metal frame. You get to your nose pieces, there's some metal frame going down that sits on your nose. Then as you get to the right side, as you keep coming around, now you're going to get to the meat of what's there. First, there's a display, and that's a square, maybe 3/4 of an inch wide and maybe half an inch deep and half an inch high. That's for people who can actually see the display. It'll get things, what's on the what it says will get printed on the display for those people that can read micro reading. As you come around, right before you round the corner to go to the right hand side, on the very front facing outward is the round camera. That's where the camera takes a picture. There's been some discussion, of course, as to why it's not on the center, but it's on the right side. But that's where it is. It's on the right side hinge. And then as you come along on the hinge, there's a hinge button that you can use. You push the hinge button down and you can command it to do most of the things that I did by swiping. And then as you come along the side, you get to almost 2 inches, about 2 inches worth of 3/4 of an inch high, 2 inches long from the hinge, from around that corner, going back along the side of the glasses. That's the sweet spot where you can double tap and you can swipe forward and backward. That's where I was swiping forward and backward from one set of menu item to the next set of menu item. And then as you come along, you get to the point where it rests on your ears. And then behind your ears, that's where the speaker is. And it's a little bit above, maybe 2 32 inch long speaker. The speaker's maybe I don't know, 5/16 of an inch thick, and maybe the display part of it is maybe, I don't know, 4/16 of an inch, maybe 6/16 of an inch thick. It's not quite a half of an inch thick. It's a little thinner. So that's what they in essence look like. All the way on the very back behind the speaker is where you plug it in for charging. As I come around the very back and I come along the side and I come around the back, I find my plug-in part and I keep traveling around to the inside. And what I find right on the inside before I go to the speaker is your on-off button, and it's a little rubber piece. The funny thing is, on the outside of the speaker is actually a little rubber thing. And that's actually a rubber stamp that has the Envision name. A lot of people think, and I think I got confused first. I thought that was the on-off button because it was nice and big. And of course not. No, the on-off button is about half that size, and it's on the inside of the speaker versus the outside.
Do you want to explain that if you use a different pair of glasses, you just take off
you just take off that right hinge.
That whole right arm is what you actually, has, as Margaret said, has all the guts to this thing. So if you need a different kind of pair of glasses, which I got because I wanted to make sure my eyes were not made visible. You know, they have dark lenses and stuff. So you just take that whole part off and just put it onto your other set of frames.
I'll be honest with you. I tried the frames and I didn't like them. I felt a whole lot more comfortable with the glasses. I felt like the frames were going to fall off my ears. Also, there is a difference between the button that is the stamp button and the button that is the one that you can hold in if you want to have your voice to give commands for the Envision.
Yes.
The voice button is much smaller and it's near the hinge where you close up your glasses on the right side. The stamp one is on the front of the glasses and it's, I think, big and ugly, but that's just my personal opinion.
I have the frames because I just put the frames right over my regular metal glasses. Left eye is the one that has the sight in it, so it works perfectly for me.
You don't want to block anything off. Yep.
For me, I tried over a pair of sunglasses and I felt like they were going to fall off. And it's just something you need to kind of look at.
When you're using the scan text and you're listening to it, I believe you, if you need to, you actually could slide your finger back or forward to go through the text.
Yes, you can. You can review the text and the scan text as well. Yes.
Can you do that with the meta glasses? Is there a way of doing anything like that?
Haven't figured one out. Amy, can you, do you know?
Like navigate.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that. Yeah, I haven't tried that.
The AI in both the Meta and the Envision glasses wants to summarize it for you because that is the intent of the way the models were steered. But we seem to have awakened the Meta in that it is reading it more to us. And I did this a couple times. It wasn't just one fluke because I figured, well, I'd better double check this just to make sure it wasn't a fluke. And it was reading, you know, it took me a while, as you saw, to get it. But in the whole program with the concept of the ally or ally being on the phone, being on on the Envision glasses, being on the computer, their goal is to have it so that you can have a personal assistant that will assist you all the time. And the goal in the end, although it's not all built in yet, it will be built in. No matter which pieces you have, you'll be able to link it with your calendar. You'll be able to link it with other apps. That's their goal, is to be able so that you can use this AI personal assistant for other things, to be able to store notes for you, make notes, keep reminders for you, look at your calendar, read you emails, read you pieces of the menu, know when you go out to a restaurant that you've already told it that maybe you're a vegetarian, of course, which I'm not. But say if you're a vegetarian and you wanted to know what is on the menu, and it might say, well, there's some items on the menu, but there's some meat on the menu, but the vegetarian items, which I know you'd be more interested in, are bumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty that because I've been involved in the beta program, when you hear them describe the CEO and the head engineer from Envision, when you hear them describe the whole Alley program, they don't take the time to say, okay, we're here at this point on this device now. They're more overviewing and giving you more concept, but you don't necessarily know that because of the way they talk about things. For example, they'll talk about, well, you can have a personality in Alley, in Ally. You can have it, you can make it your own, you know, personality. You can be real serious. It can be real, real funny. It can be sassy. It can be more loving person or whatever. It can be a hysterical comedian type of person. All right. That type of thing is not on the glasses, but they don't necessarily give you all those details when you listen to the different podcasts, say on the Double Tap and on the Jonathan Mosen's, Access On. So understand that everything isn't totally there. Peter, the iPhone version of the Ally, you can, to some degree, give it its own personality. It's not as much as the beta testers and I think the iOS is still in beta. The testers still we're a level above anything that's been released. I'm not sure anything's been totally released on that one yet, but you can be a beta tester by just going to, I think it's ally.me and fill out a form, and they're, you know, allowing people to do beta testing. But when the developers talk about it, they're on a whole level beyond where any of the betas are. So they may even show things in some of the demos that we don't even have yet, but they don't necessarily go through the detail to tell you that, which is an odd thing. But I just want to make everybody aware of, well, you know, I can listen to this podcast and they tell me this, this, and this, but this wasn't in the demo that I saw on Vibook. Well, that's because they're talking and it's not there yet, but they haven't told you, and you wouldn't know except if you're a beta tester.
Could you discuss what you can do with each type of glasses, the Meta and Envision, when you don't have connections to your phone or Wi-Fi? What can you do with just the glasses, no phone, no Wi-Fi?
If I have say, for example, if I didn't even have my phone today, I don't have any internet, I don't have any Wi-Fi, it's just not here, not existent. Comcast is supposedly quickly working on it, but that's been all day, but that's all right. So what can I do? I can pick up the Envision glasses and I can use scan text. I will add too, the beauty of scan text is you can walk anywhere and you'll see any text that it sees in front of you. Like I walk through my kitchen and it sees the numbers on my oven, right? Like 350, 400, whatever. I use it to watch the TV, the scan text, because I put the news on and it reads me everything that's there. Now I have more trouble with sports because it abbreviates things and I haven't figured out what some of all the abbreviations are that it uses. But I often like to catch, say, the college football, and it'll have all the different scores and stuff, and you can do that with it. You can use the, remember when I showed you the scan text? I had it set up so that it can be online, so that it would go up online and help me orient the page. And you can actually have that be offline. Yeah, it will still guide you as to where to place the page, take a picture and read it. What it won't give you was, remember all the little descriptions of the little pictures that it had, like the little palm trees and the picture of the people standing together? It won't go up on the internet and get you that using the AI, but it will read all of the individual text that you can do.
Will it do money?
Yes, it will do money offline. Explore, it won't do. Describe scene, it won't do.
Yeah, but you can't get the extra instant the extra things from the scan text.
Yeah, you can't get the extra. Yeah, and you can't get the explore features to describe what's in the room because that uses the AI features. That's where they started with the AI, was in the Explore area. Now, the Meta, as far as I know, you can't do anything. You can't do any of the AI features. What you can do, though, is you can have it hooked to your phone and you can hear all the audio through your phone, which is absolutely fantastic audio. Unbelievable. It sounds.
Why are the Envision so expensive compared to, I mean, the Meta, you can go to Best Buy and.
Because it's a different plan setup. The Envision glasses have at least three different plans you can get in order to use them, and you have to explore the plans.
All right, so you're buying a subscription.
Well, here's the real difference is that one is made for blind people and one is not. It's just kind of pure luck that the Meta glasses have enough in there that makes it sense. And it does sound like Meta is trying to be good at working. And that's what you don't know.
One of the things additionally Frank wanted me to mention that I mentioned when I was talking to him earlier was that in working with the developers of Envision, what they have said all along was that their software can run on any other set of glasses. And that when they've run out of the Envision glasses, which they had the foresight to get numerous amounts of the Envision glasses, the Google Glass 2, Google 2 Glass, whatever it's called. When they run out of them, they have said that they will be able to run on any other basically set of glasses with a camera and an audio. Now, when the Meta came out, they, along with Be My Eyes folks, are trying to work with the Meta folks. The Envision company, though, apparently their software won't work on the current version of Be My Eyes. All right. So in my mind, there's somehow a disconnect, and they haven't really given us enough information on this, but there apparently is some kind of a disconnect in that the Envision software won't work on the Meta glasses now, but they're working with them to be able to have their software work on future glasses. Now, they haven't said a whole lot, but little peeps and things that you can read into what they do say to some of the beta testers and what they put on our, our forums and what they say in the podcasts and what I've read on a couple of the blog posts lead us to believe that the next version they should be able to run on that. But that's the version that we don't know when that's going to be available, because Mark Zuckerberg thinks that the manufacturing cost of those is too high. They have to be able to bring that cost down to be able to put those out in the market. And I don't remember the name of those.
But you can make a video call on WhatsApp with your Meta glasses and then switch the camera to the Meta glasses.
That's what I was going to ask Margaret about, because the Envision glasses doesn't have any of that capability, Margaret, right? I mean, can you take pictures and have them?
No, nothing.
Well, I've tried this. I also, in Be My Eyes, I have groups set up, right? So you can call just your private group, which is my kid and my husband, right? So I can, and if one of them picks up, it's kind of the same thing. And you can I think you double click on the Meta glasses camera button on the right arm on the top, and it switches from the phone camera to the glasses camera, just like that. And then they can see what your glasses can see. And you can do the same thing in WhatsApp, make a video call in WhatsApp to anybody you want, who's in your contacts or whoever you like.
Right.
A friend or a family member or whatever. And then you can just double tap on the arm, the right arm of the Meta glasses, and it then switches to use that camera. And so it's just like the IRA agent thing, except you're not calling an IRA agent. You're talking to your husband or your spouse or whatever, and they can see what you're looking at with your glasses. So, and it's free, right? WhatsApp is a free app.
Well, I assume you can tell Meta to make a WhatsApp video call.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah, I say, hey, Meta.
You go the other way, right?
Yeah. Please call my husband, David, in a video call with WhatsApp. And it just
But if you don't have internet, you can't do any of that.
Yeah, it is true. That is true.
Now,
you can't do much without internet these days.
The Envision glasses does have that, call a companion, right? That allows you to do something similar to that, where you actually can
Yes, you have to identify what happens is you have to, there's a little app that you download from the Envision site. So say the person that wants to be your companion would go up to the Envision site and they download that app and then they install it on their iPhone. And then that you and they can connect. I've never used it because I don't really have anyone.
It's kind of a closed list. Version yeah. of Be My Eyes, right? It's kind of a enclosed.
Yeah.
Enclosed
oh, right. Exactly.
And you can invite, like, you know, as many people as you want in your group to download that app.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and in Be My Eyes, you can also have a private group of people.
You just set it up different. The process of setting
it up
is different.
So, yeah. So here's the thing, question, Margaret. Because the Envision glasses actually has Wi-Fi built into that stem on the glasses, and it sounds like the Meta glasses really doesn't. The Meta glasses can use Wi-Fi from the phone, but they're not using Wi-Fi. There's not a Wi-Fi chip in the Meta glasses. Is that my understanding?
I'm not so sure.
Pretty certain that there is Wi-Fi in the Meta glasses. I just don't know what it uses it for.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was wondering if that was going to be the problem.
Yeah.
Envision glasses is using a Wi-Fi a lot. You know, a lot of this stuff that can be done as long as you're connected to Wi-Fi. You don't need anything. You can be walking around in a over in Perkins and not have your phone, and you can be using Envision glasses.
Yes.
But if they're saying they can put that software on another pair of glasses, whatever that other pair of glasses would have to have Wi-Fi to do the same things that the Envision glasses do now. That could be the sticky point. Yeah,
I think the Ray-Ban Wi-Fi might be used for downloading the photos to your phone. And the only reason I say that is, but when I try to go to download or something, it says, "Do you want to connect to the Ray-Ban Wi-Fi or something like that?"
Right.
You know,
oh, okay,
something like that. So,
specifically, huh?
Yeah, kind of, but I'm really vague on it, so.
As well, like an Amazon speaker has its own little network of Amazon speakers.
In Envision glasses, you have to connect them to your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you were saying a minute ago, John, about you could be just walking around Perkins
and you could
use their Wi-Fi. Well, but you've got to connect to their Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. But it's just strictly, once it's connected,
if you work there, or you live there. Or
yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe you could, as long as you know the passwords and stuff. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, and today what I did was I had my Envision glasses connected to my hotspot on my phone.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the other.
Do the glasses come in different sizes where the Meta ones do?
There's two or three different frame types. And unfortunately, I didn't really look at them because I wanted just the plain frames. I don't know. You may know more, John.
Yeah. We had the plain frames. And then in some instances, depending on what you can get, I know it's like three or four different kinds. I know we got ones that were intended to obscure my eyes. I mean, they have dark lenses, plus there's little shields that are on the side, so you can't even
flip those shields.
You can't even
see
through the side of the glasses. It's totally enclosed. But I think
are they like wraparound glasses?
No. Not the ones we got. The ones we got, there are pieces inside the glasses that you can flip them up or down.
They're on the left
side of the eyes.
Outside of the eyes. The outside of your eyes.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is where
they would hit your eyes is like in the corner, you know, where your eye actually ends, in the corner where it meets at your eyebrow and going into your cheek to totally cover your eyes.
Yeah, so
that's what John needs.
So if you needed no sun or light coming in,
my eyes are real sensitive, so I like that.
So
they had some that were rounder, and you could put your hand like under the glass, and there was a little opening. They had some that were kind of beveled up. And they had several different designs that they showed us when we were at the convention.
But they also have
pictures on the website. Like, you could get your friends to describe them.
You're not going to get anything as stylish or as cool looking as the Ray-Ban stuff, because, you know, they have so many different styles and and things you can get.
I went to Lens Crafters to first look at, explore them. They had demo versions, but they didn't allow you to try out the different features. You could only try on the frames. The other thing, I have a small face, and I got the smallest frame I could possibly get, but that's still too big for me, and they kind of slide down, and I have to adjust them. And I think that sometimes makes a difference when I'm using the camera. It's not getting a complete picture, and I have to adjust the glasses.
Will they do like adjustments on the frames at all? You know, No.
No, they said because of the way the camera and all the other components are, they can't make any adjustments.
Frank told me there were three different styles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try the smallest one in all three styles?
No, because I didn't want the transition. Okay. I wanted primarily the sunglasses. And so could they worked best both indoor and outdoor, so I stuck with the sunglasses. But my understanding is they have the smallest sizes, basically the same sizes in each type of frame.
Okay, so it wouldn't change.
But it takes it takes a little bit to get used to, because I'm not used to having to readjust the glasses.
And I've heard some people say that you can get, and I'm not sure how this would affect the hearing part of it. That's a problem. You can get, you know, straps or things that will, you know, kind of use it to tighten around your back. Yeah, you can get
those sport bands. And
they actually
don't block the
They don't, okay. That's something to think about, maybe.
And the other
too.
Thing, too, is that if you don't have your heart definitely set on the Wayfair, is the Skyliners, I think they're called.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit smaller from what I've been reading in the reviews, you know.
They're a little bit smaller. We're talking meta glasses, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Do they fit close to your face, Amy?
They're still pretty angular, like the Ray-Ban style. You know, the front face, like if you think of the glasses part as a plane, you know, they stick out pretty far to the right and left still, but not as far. The first pair I got was the standard, which I can't remember what it was called. And it was matte black. My family said, no go. Yeah, mine are brown with like yellow tinted, or what do they call that? Transition lenses or whatever.
The thing I have to remember is when I go in the ladies' room to take them off.
Well, one of the things I've discovered is, at least with the Envision glasses, and no, I won't say pre-Envision glasses, is I have been in stores using Ira on the phone, and a lot of times I'll just leave the audio on, so people will be able to hear that. Oh yeah, that somebody's guiding somebody.
But it's amazing how some people will still like
even when you tell them.
I'm talking to someone on the phone. I'm all set, and they'll still go along with you.
I've had a lot of people, the IRA agent, will say, "Oh yeah, they just probably heard that, and they just got out of your way."
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's better to have too much help than none.
That's right.